Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Mullen Plumbing. It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to House Talk, where answers to your home questions are just a call away at 918-921-1023. That's 918-921-1023.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. We're so glad that you joined us this morning. I'm excited to be here. We've got Tim in air traffic control, and I got my brother Skip LaBasse in the house.
I'm back after a few weeks off.
Man, not only are you back, bro, but you're like shining. I mean, you were pulling some Ricky Bobby stuff coming here, and this, you know, I'm about to pull this move to get around him to win the race to the parking lot, and this motorcycle comes out of nowhere and is blocking me.
But then there's a bunch of grass clippings. You see that?
I did.
He was scared to go around those.
He was. And it's like you guys were all traveling in a pack, and so I was just trapped back there.
So we meet and talk about the show before the show. So yes. We're driving here, and we usually kind of semi-race.
Yes.
And normally Ray wins because he's in a Ferrari-type vehicle. And today, it was kind of a close call, and I ended up winning.
Yeah, it was terrible. I finally got to see what the whole show looks like from the back seat, and I don't like it.
So what I learned is when you're in the Mullen van, you drive a little slower.
I do.
You abide by the laws.
If I'm in my litter truck, I'm not quite as wild. If I'm in one of my personal vehicles, man, all bets are off.
You get pulled over.
Yeah.
And then he recognizes you.
Yeah, that's funny. So welcome to the show. It's House Talk. We have got some fun topics today. This is good stuff because you actually took a little break, a little vacay, and I guess absence really does make the heart grow fonder. We had some people noticing that you weren't around.
So it was scheduling conflicts, and I kept getting bumped or traded and stuff, so I had like 3 or 4 weeks off.
Yeah.
And business boomed. I was like, okay, what's the correlation here? You start getting a little radio complex.
Yeah, take a hint.
And they're like, it's Tim. He's the weak link on the show.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah. And while you were gone, you missed tomato pie, so that's good.
Wasn't going to tell him that.
I was.
Oh, my gosh.
But my mom made a comment. She says, Tim is my third favorite person on the show.
Wow.
Okay, I wonder who second is. Can't be Ray.
I was going to say, I've been bumped up.
Brent from Mother Nature.
There we go.
But why do we all three think that's funny?
But what's funny on poor is Brent. You do this show for so long, and you know this.
Yes.
To me, it's like you and I are the only ones on the show.
Yeah.
We're just staring at each other for hour every Saturday. But people miss you when you're gone, and there's a lot of people that listen.
Yeah.
And pulled into Inola, Oklahoma to give a quote, and I get out of the truck, and the guy goes, the legend, the myth, and the man.
Yeah.
I'm looking around, what?
Yeah.
Like, Ray's not here. And I go, hey, 2 out of 3 ain't bad. But it's just fun. It's good to be missed. The business was great. I'm glad to be back on here. And we're going to talk about some cool stuff coming up on this show.
We are going to talk about some cool stuff. Skip has definitely socially elevated. He hangs out with the Wood Dragon on Saturdays. So we're doing well.
Man, we're still celebrating that the Lunar New Year's, whatever it was. Get over that Wood Dragon thing.
We're stuck with it, baby. Stuck with it all
hear
year.
All about repairs, me, and enjoy coffee while they're listening. Well, I'm enjoying my coffee while I'm listening.
You were sleeping when we got here, wasn't
he? He was. He was
like
napping.
A nap between shows. You know, Denver and the Wheels people left. That gives me a 3-minute nap till you guys come along.
Aww.
So shout out to Thomas at Ricardo's Mexican restaurant. He calls and listens to us every
Saturday. Thomas. Outstanding. Thank you.
And he has a blurry camera.
That's why you called. And we have a caller on the air, by the way. Already. We have a caller right off the bat. And also, we didn't even give the numbers yet. So I want to give the number, and we'll take the caller here.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it. If you want to call or text.
918-921-1023.
Yes.
Oh, man, we're getting pretty good at that. I hope your wife doesn't get jealous. 918-921-1023. Now, you can text that number or call that number. Text, we'll answer it for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love that.
It's kind of convenient to do that also. But we have Todd on the line here, and it's something we've covered before, but I'm sure people have not heard it also, many new listeners.
All right, sounds good.
We're going to add some water tanks. That's what we're talking about, I believe.
Let's do it. Hey, good morning, Todd. You're on the air.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
I want you to picture this. My house is more long than wide.
Okay.
And so I got two bathrooms on the one side of the house, and then the hot water tank's completely on the other side of the house.
Yes, sir.
So in the winter, it takes a long time to get warm water or hot water, and then by the time you get the hot water, your shower's done, you know?
Yes, sir.
And, you run out. So I was thinking about putting an additional hot water tank in to run the other two bathrooms. Would you tie them together or would you put them separate?
Well, I think what I might entertain looking at to come out and look at is called a Grundfos circ pump. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, sir.
Basically, what you do is you install this Grundfos circ pump at one of those bathrooms that are at the other end of the house, and it has a thermostatic switch and a circ pump on it, and it circulates the hot water using the cold water line, and it creates a loop so that it can bring hot water to those bathrooms or a whole lot closer to those bathrooms. And it has a timer on it so that you can tell it what time of day you want it to do this, so it's not just running all of the time. And I know what you're thinking. If it's pulling hot water in and it's using the cold water, will you have hot water on the cold side? And the answer is no. It's got a thermostatic switch and a check valve so that the minute hot water shows up at that valve, it stops pumping and the check valve doesn't let the cold water come back in. So you now have hot water readily available in that extremity of the home before you start trying to go into adding another water heater or building a loop or anything like that.
Okay. And what makes that? Okay, so it's just tied in the system. It's not like an additional, like,
exactly,
for gas or electric.
That it's okay. You will need an outlet underneath the sink to plug this into. What? But that's
110 or 220.
110. And okay. It will, you know, you're talking about maybe a $400, $500 project versus, you know, a much larger project if you start trying to add another.
Yeah.
So this might be a lot less expensive way to achieve or to solve your problem.
And what'd you call that?
It's a Grundfos circ pump.
Grundfos circ pump. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the call. No, that's good stuff. I mean,
I've never heard of it.
Yeah.
So my uneducated plumbing suggestion was going to be a hot water tankless.
Yeah. And you can do that. I mean, that's definitely, but you know, I'm just trying to help the guy out because I mean, you're going to drop some cheese to do that. And there might be a simpler solution. So hopefully that helps him out. And we're here to help everybody out. Give us a call. Give us a text. 918-921-1023. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk, right?
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma. Welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740. And FM 102.3. If you want to call, text, we'd love to hear from you. We want to answer your questions. Even if it's off topic, that's cool. No problem. Like Todd earlier, I mean, he had his own need, and we're happy to help. So if you want to, reach out to us, 918-921-1023. Air traffic control will make sure that they get you to us, and we'll get you taken care of. Ah, that's nice. I'm being videoed and I didn't know. That's fun. Oh, your mic's off. Got my good side? Got my good side. I didn't even know I had a good side. I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that so much. Okay, so today's theme, by the way, we're talking about these maintenance plans, being proactive, and I'm thinking about your skip, and it's like, you know, I think a lot of times folks hear some of this stuff, especially when there's when it's cram packed with benefit, and they're like, you know, I gotta qualify. I've gotta have all this stuff to be able to achieve being accepted onto this plan.
So we start this in February.
Yes.
And it surprisingly has taken off a lot more affluent than I thought it was going to.
Right.
So this week we did three. And one of them, his name's Brad.
Yeah.
He's out of Berry Hill. And he said, whoever thought of this is a genius. I go, that's Ray, because he told me to do it, and I fought it for a while, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did.
And
yeah.
He goes, he's in his 60s. He goes, yeah. I don't want to get on a ladder. He goes, it's been 4 years since this camera system was put in, and he goes, they need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't want to get on a ladder and do this. You know, 60, the harder more you're up on the ladder, the harder you fall.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is like I was waiting on something like this to come out.
Right.
And so we cleaned his cameras, and you don't realize how dirty they are because you come accustomed to them.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Almost like we talked about sunglasses earlier.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, there we go. You get used to it.
Yes.
Or your dirty windshield. Oh, it's okay. You get used to it. Until you clean those sunglasses and you see how beautiful the flowers
are. You're like, oh my gosh, I can see again.
Or the ocean. You see how pretty it is. And it's this way because when you need the cameras, you don't want a fuzzy picture. You don't want a blurred face.
Right.
And we even cleaned his Ring doorbell. I know it goes against everything I said, but it's part of the plan.
It's a camera, and it's on his house.
It's a camera, and we cleaned it.
It gets serviced.
It's surprisingly dirtier than what you think.
Yeah, oh, I bet.
Of course, it didn't take a ladder to clean that.
Yeah.
But it's getting traffic walking by all the time. And
I'm
going
to have
dirty.
To call this guy for the footage. I'm going to need the footage of this.
it wasn't me that cleaned it. I got to boycott that. But the other ones were like, you know, this is a great plan because we not only can we get these clean that we don't think about.
Yeah.
But this is $12.95 a month. It's the cost of a Starbucks.
Yeah.
Or a number two Happy Meal or number two combo meal at McDonald's.
Yeah.
Which is now $12.
Yeah, you drop that kind of money all the time and don't even think about it.
But the backside of it is what really wins everyone over. Brad, he said, I need some network stuff done. He needed a new router switch. He got the plan. We did the router while we were there. He saved 20% just because he joined up on this maintenance plan to clean his cameras.
I love that.
And it's... He's like, he goes, how does that make any sense for you all? What it does is you're now a customer.
Yes.
And it doesn't lock you in, but it keeps us there with you a year.
Yes.
And you're going to tell somebody. It's like you call it a break-even marketing.
Yes.
And it is. You may lose here, but we're going to gain down the line. Now we have another happy customer in the Labasse family that's not going anywhere.
Yep.
And now as your system grows, we're going to grow with you. We're going to build it with you, and you're going to get 20% off.
Absolutely. Building that base, building that reputation. I see the benefit. The benefit's huge for existing customers that already use Labasse. What about the guy that's out there that's like, man, I don't get to play in the same sandbox. I put my own Ring system in. Skip hates Ring. He doesn't want to come to my house. What do you say to that guy?
Ring or box store, they still need cleaning.
There you go.
That's not – I didn't put it in. I'm not taking responsibility for how it produces your video.
Right.
I will clean them for you. And what I will do is tell you about some stuff that's 20% off that's going to put you the next level.
Yes.
I don't push you. I've never been a pushy salesperson.
Yeah.
I will just educate you on what you need or what is out there, and you make the decision. And when you decide to, within that year program – you're going to get 20% off of anything you do. So we had a new business that's going to sign up for it, and he's getting a whole new network. It's a build-out. This is a
awesome.
10 grand project.
Yeah.
He signed up for it prematurely before it's ready.
Yeah.
And he's getting 20% off the build-out of $10,000. I mean, it's a no-brainer for that person. But people are like, why are you doing it? We're doing this because we want to keep the customers we have, which we do anyway.
Yeah.
But we want these other customers from these other companies.
Yeah.
I don't care who put your system in. Let us come clean it.
Yes.
And then whenever you need an upgrade, a new camera or a DVR or something else, and all the lines of stuff we do, you're going to get 20% off of that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to take him, you know, it's going to take him 20 years of paying for the maintenance program to spend that $2,000 in savings.
It pays for itself.
It pays for itself right out the gate.
So people say, what are the rules? Well, the rules is you got to have a camera system, like we talked about. The other one is, if it's more than our 24-foot ladder, I mean, which is very 95% of houses we can do on a 24-foot ladder.
Absolutely.
Then we've got to talk about maybe a custom charge just for bringing out a larger ladder, the risk and things like that. But there's very, very few houses
very few.
Because the next ladder up is 32-foot. You got to haul it around. It takes two people to lift it.
Yeah, that ladder is massive.
But that's the only real – having a system – and if it's under 24-foot on from the ladder, you still get another 6 foot of body on top of that, so you can go to 30 feet.
That's outstanding.
But there's very few houses that tall.
So I don't know what the – I haven't looked this up, so I don't know what the statistic is on this. But I would imagine that the time that most people realize that a camera is smudgy or giving poor video quality is when they go back to review an event – that they really need to see what happened or who it was, and they can't because the camera's jacked up.
We had this last week on a system on someone else's that they called us out. There was a sideswipe on Peoria.
Okay.
On a major in Brookside.
Yeah.
And they had a camera system in, and it hadn't been recording longer than they know because their hard drive only went back like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It was not recording. It could have been a year or 2 years. It has not been recording.
But no, because they could see it live, they thought it was working.
Yeah. But they did say it was dirty, so we come in and check it. This is part of the maintenance plan. We don't just clean the camera. We clean the DVR also.
Right.
And I will go on the DVR and make sure it's recording, make sure your hard drive is working properly.
Yes.
Which is worth its weight in gold there.
I mean, sure is.
All you're getting for $12.95 a month, I mean, that's nothing. I mean, it's just
it really is. It really.
Surprisingly, most people are wanting to pay. I thought... $12 a month, $12.95 a month.
Are people prepaying the year?
They're prepaying the whole year.
Yeah, I can see that.
Surprisingly, I didn't know they would do that. Yeah. A lot of them choose that, but that makes me no difference.
Yeah.
We set up on an auto pay on the first, it'll automatically come out, or you can pay the whole thing, which isn't very much money for the whole year. You know, you're locked in, you don't have to worry about the payment or the money coming out, but it's fun. I was really shocked on how fast it's growing.
Yes.
And I got to give kudos for you on that. This was your idea. But this is about 6 months I fought it, didn't I?
Yeah, you really did.
And I thought, it's not going to work. No one cares about that. And surprisingly, and it is the people over 50 that are really liking it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want to get on ladders.
Yeah.
And it's also the business owners that think, hey, I got a project coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get on this cleaning so I can get 20% off.
Oh, yeah.
Because that adds up when you start getting a large camera system.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine for you as the owner-operator of the company and the service provider of these camera systems, it even helps you in the end when there's a structure to you being able to go out and service and clean these, be proactive. No one wants to find out that this camera is jacked up because a crime or a terrible accident has happened, and now no one can see what happened because no one's checked the camera.
That's why we call it the maintenance package instead of the camera cleaning package.
Yeah.
Because we're doing more than just the maintenance.
Yes.
We are checking that recorder. Because we can change a hard drive. If we change a hard drive, you get 20% off.
There you go.
Change a camera out because it won't get dirty. We learned this from Daryl Brown years ago from Dynamic Carpet.
Right.
You don't let the carpet get too dirty because you can only get it so clean. It's the same way with the camera lens.
I love it.
Don't let it get so dirty where we can't get the smudge out.
All right. If folks want to find out more or get signed up, Skip, how they do it, brother?
Then go on our website, labassystems.com, LABASS. There's a maintenance plan package on the menu. Or then give me a call or text at 918-955-1381.
Thank you, brother. Stay with us, folks. It's House Talk right here on Gary.
Back to House Talk. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
The show. welcome back, folks. I'm Ray Trimble. I got Skip Labass in here. It's House Talk right here on KRMG AM 740 FM 102.3. If you'd like to call or text, 918-921-1023. Even if it's off topic, that's cool. You can hit us up with that. We love that stuff. Did you say you had another question? You need me to just address that on the air, or he's on hold? He's on hold. All right, let's do it. Hey, good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, this is Todd again.
Hey,
I
Todd.
Have another question.
Okay, buddy. What's up?
Do you got any kind of tool to locate a water line in PVC?
Man, there is really no way to do it. Unless the, you know, because most water lines are 3/4 inch or 1 inch. And there's really just not any kind of way to do it. Usually, or, you know, a new practice is, you know, with poly lines, PVC lines, is that they will run a wire, basically the wire is specifically for locating the pipe. But if right. whoever put it in didn't run that wire with it, you're going to have to do it the old fashioned way and kind of dig it up, see what direction it's going, and then go about, you know, 20 feet, dig it up again, and do what we call potholing and kind of follow it.
Okay.
Okay. I know that sucks.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, I wish there was a better answer.
That's what I've heard, but I just wanted to double check that.
Yes. Now that's where you're at on that for sure.
Yeah, I didn't know if they had something like if the water's flowing that it would detect it or something like that. But
no, if it was leaking, perhaps you might be able to pressurize the line and find it that way if you were looking for a leak. But if you're just trying to find the PVC water line where it runs, and they didn't run that wire with it, it's going to be old school.
Yeah, because I bought this place not even a year ago, and I'm wanting to build some fence and.
Okay.
I've already hit it once.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
I've had an idea where it's at, but I just wanted to go ahead and let somebody else tell me where it's at before I hit it again.
Oh, my God. Isn't that crazy? All that yard, and, of course, right where you put the post for the fence is on the water line. I'm so sorry.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Last time it was a disaster because it goes down in a ditch, and that's where I hit it at, and then the rain came. And
oh, yeah. And that is what happened right there. Well, I wish I had a better answer for you. They're cueing me to move on, but
okay,
old school on that one. Okay, Todd. All right, that was good stuff. You know, man, sounds like he's got a real project going, doesn't it?
And he already hit it once.
Yeah, and you know, it's the most frustrating thing because you know, number one, it just seems to be that's what's going to happen. You are you know, that one little place where the line is ran. That's you're going to hit it. And the other thing that's kind of frustrating, two things that kind of come to mind off this topic is, number one, if you're going to do any kind of excavation, even if you're just technically, if you're putting in a fence or you're, you know, digging a flower bed all the way up to digging in a pool, you are supposed to call Oki Locate and they mark underground lines. And so that's a law. You know, you're supposed to do that. But the frustrating part about that, and it's not going to help Todd. And so many others, is that they only mark the commercial lines. So in other words, they're going to mark O&G's lines, you know, they're going to mark, you know, PSO's lines or AEP's lines.
But they miss the Cox cable ones. And that's unprotected and just a piece of coax.
Yeah.
And that gets hit all the time.
You know, it's so funny you bring that up. I mean, technically they're supposed to mark those too, but they're always like 8 inches under the ground. They're not very deep, you know?
How does it detect it when it's just a little piece of coax?
Yeah, they send a little signal down that thing somehow. I don't, you know. Here's the thing, the rub. This is where I was going with this. They only mark, you know, like Cox, for instance. They're going to mark Cox's distribution through your neighborhood, but they don't mark private lines. So if you have a gas line going to a yard light, or you have an electrical line that's going up to your house, or any of that stuff, the minute it leaves distribution and goes into your yard up to your home, they're not marking that stuff. And so you may still hit that.
That's why they only go down 8 inches to miss all that stuff.
Yeah. So, you know, in Todd's situation, they Oki Locate would mark the water coming in from the municipality, but they would not mark, no matter what kind of line it is, they don't mark it in your yard.
How long does it take Oki to come out?
It just depends. I mean, if you have an emergency, they can be out within, you know, 24 hours. They can be out really fast. But you know, it needs to be an actual emergency. It's not like, you know, I have a birthday party Saturday, and I, you know, like that's not going to fly.
It's cable TV.
Yeah. So they do that. But then other than that, usually within, you know, within 3 days, I would say on average, they're going to have everything marked. You're going to know that they've been there. You're going to see the spray paint on the ground. You're going to see all the flags. And that's how you know that it's okay to dig. And our rule of thumb on excavation is we hand dig within 2 foot of the spray paint mark. If we have a ditch that's crossing a spray paint mark, we stop 2 foot short of it on both sides and we hand dig right there so that we don't hit the line. And let me tell you, there's a lot more stuff underground than you would have ever thought. I've had people say, oh, there's nothing here. There's nothing back here. And then, you know, we come back 3 days later. There are flags and paint everywhere. You know, especially when you see one, that the little flag that says fiber optic, you're like, oh, man, you hit that and you're going to drop thousands of dollars.
One time I was digging and we found an old spoon. Like from the 50s or something.
Oh,
like,
that's cool.
How long has that been down there?
Now, who knows? Who knows? Tim is just so put. He's just like, wrap it up, Ray.
I thought
wrap
he was asleep.
It up. I did too. All right. We have so much more. Stay with us. I'm Ray Trimble. It's House Talk right here on KRMG.
If it's about home improvements, repairs, and upgrades, our experts have you covered. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. This is House Talk on 1023 KRMG. Tulsa's news and talk.
Good morning, Oklahoma, and welcome back to House Talk right here on KRMG, AM 740 and FM 102.3. I got Skip LaBasse in. We've been taking calls, texts. We're trying to touch it all. I've got to run some cleanup this last segment, right? Like, we've got... We had some questions come in because we had talked. We had Susan on, Mother Nature's Pest and Lawn. And Skip, you and I were kind of talking about this because, you know, I asked you about your thatching because it came up last week. And it's like, I'm like, wow, people are calling in. They're like, hey, what? Go over that again. Refresh what you said on the show. And the girls are coming in my office and they're like, what are they talking about? So I thought, all right, I'm gonna hit it on the show and I'm gonna run clean up on this.
Well, some people think thatching and irrigation is just a service someone's trying to sell you.
Yeah.
We don't realize how important it is to maintain a beautiful yard.
Yeah, seriously. And I thought it was cool because you and I were talking. I was like, and you were like, wait a minute, what? I haven't ever thatched my yard.
And I thought, how often are you supposed to do this?
Yeah.
So I thought, is it like a year, monthly, yearly? And you said yes. Every couple of years.
Yeah, I think, you know, just depending, you know, I guess it's one of those things, you know, it's a very personal thing. It depends on how you mow your yard, how often you mow it, how serious are you, you know. But I think every 2 to 3 years, if you're keeping your yard mowed well and on a regular basis, you know, it's on a schedule and...
So will you explain what thatching is for some of us that don't know?
Yes.
In detail?
Yeah, you know, the thing is like when you cut the grass, most of us don't bag here in Oklahoma. And so those grass clippings, they fall back on the yard. And they're usually, if you're grass cycling, which I talked to Susan about, you know, if you're taking a half inch or less of grass, that will biodegrade down and kind of fertilize the yard. But usually what happens is we're cutting more than that. And so it becomes just dead grass clippings that kind of sink down into the yard and lay on the ground in your yard. And it begins to form like this compact mat in your yard that you don't even really realize is there. But if you're wondering if you have thatch, I was thinking about this after I talked to Skip this morning. Just go out in your yard today. It's a beautiful day. And take your fingers and just scrape them across the ground in your yard. And you'll see some of the thatch kind of flip life up. Yeah. And then that's how you know it is there.
So it creates a cover or a mat.
Yes.
So your fertilizer and everything, all the minerals, it can't get down in there to fertilize.
Man, it's true. It's like all this treatment that you're doing is... half as effective because it can't get into the soil. It's having trouble getting where it needs to go because you have this thatch. So you can get a thatcher. You can rent one. If you do, if you have a sprinkler system, be sure to mark the sprinklers because this thing will break your sprinkler heads. It beats the yard with these keys. It's crazy. But it will bring that thatch up and you will get so much thatch out of your yard. It will be shocking how much is there. Or you can, you know, if you're a real go-getter, you know, you're into CrossFit and all that kind of stuff, you can go buy one at the box store that you just do by hand, and you can hand one out to everybody in the family and have a little thatching party. You know, if you're into that sort of thing.
Which chance is that happening?
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Yeah, not at our house. I can tell you that right now. And then, of course, you know, then you have to remove the thatch that you're going to get. So you just need to be prepared for that. It's going to be a lot of dead grass, especially if you've never done it. And then the last thing that I got questions about, because I kind of breezed across it, was the liquid aeration and the other mechanical aeration. The mechanical is where you wet the yard down. You got this wheel with hollow spikes pulling these plugs. It literally, and I hate this analogy, but it's just what it is. It looks like a bunch of dog poop in your yard. It really does. It's like 3 to 4 inch plugs of soil laying everywhere in your yard. And that's how you know you did it right. That's what it should look like. And so basically what you've done is you've perforated the ground. You've perforated the yard so that the water and the chemicals, the treatment can actually get to the root system where you want it to go. A lot of our water is wasted in what we call runoff. It goes on the yard and it just literally runs off onto the sidewalk in the street and goes down the gutter because it can't get in the ground because the soil's too compact and you have thatch. Okay, so the answer is you want to do both. You want to thatch it, clean all the thatch off, and then aerate it. And then the last thing is Mother Nature's has what's called a liquid aerator, which is a soil surfactant. It chemically breaks the surface tension of the soil. You spray that on the yard, and it makes everything sink in there better. So you can also use that instead of doing the dog poop one.
What's the tip you always give about the Dawn dish soap?
That's a surfactant. That's how it cleans your dishes, right? It breaks the surface tension of all the stuff stuck on your dishes. And we use it in the field. We mix it into the water sometimes when we're jetting because it's not going to hurt the environment. And it breaks the surface tension so that everything drains better. So, I mean, this is not new technology, really. It's been around a long time.
This is redneck technology.
It's redneck technology. Go buy some Dawn soap. Hey, golf courses have been doing this for, you know, forever. You want to know how golf courses stay so beautiful? They don't let thatch build up. They aerate regularly. They also come back. They do another step where they actually put sand. They pull those plugs and they come back and put sand in those holes. They remove the plugs and fill them with sand. I'm not saying go that far. But, I mean, yeah, if you want to have a beautiful yard, this is what it takes. So how much time have I got left? He's like, he doesn't know.
Have you had to mow your yard yet?
5 minutes? Oh, I got lots of time.
Have you had to mow?
Oh, yeah, I'm mowing. I'm already mowing.
I haven't had to mow yet because it's treated. Uh-huh. There's no weeds, but yeah. I think next week's going to be the
key. I don't have any weeds, but my yard's treated, and I am already
cut. Oh, you have fescue in yours, though, don't
I got
you?
No, it's Bermuda, but it's already greening up.
Oh, wow.
But, you know, I got the Mother Nature's, you know.
You must have thatched.
I get that special treatment. I got the liquid aeration. I do all that stuff. I mean, I'm living right over there. Tim, you look like you're dying to say something.
No, I'm just, you woke me up. I heard golf, and I was sleeping in the chair again, taking one of my little naps. I heard golf, and I jumped up. I thought it was time to go tee off.
I thought I saw him jump out of the chair and yell four.
They did our greens about a month ago. They still have sand in some of those. They're growing back, but not as quick as I would like.
How many times did you play this week?
I had a bad week. I only played four times this week. And the thing is that
you make us sick.
I have to wait for a repairman to come. But because where I live, they do it themselves. I should have, if I had called Mullen, I could have played that day. But I waited all day. They didn't show up till the next morning because of something else that happened. And I was, you know, and I was like, okay, here's what I got to say.
Forget about it. Forget about it. You
know? Forget about it.
Forget about it.
I want to play golf. I don't mind. I said, forget about it. Fix this so I can go.
You know, Baker Golf is a big listener to the show. And also a customer in Labasse. We put their cameras in this summer.
Outstanding. Summer. We appreciate that. Hello, everybody over at Baker Golf. That's nice.
Said Tim's our third favorite on the show.
I'm telling you, getting way up on the list. You know?
I just can't believe Brent bumped Tim down. That's really something.
It's hard to believe.
That's a move.
So what's for breakfast?
I don't know what I'm having for breakfast.
Pizza pie?
No, tomato pie. It's only on special occasion. Yep. If it wasn't for Ray, we wouldn't have had it last time.
Yep.
Kelly said, like, man, I got
to
take care
Kelly
of my
buddy
Ray.
Kelly made some, and I'm not going to lie to you guys. It was good.
It was.
It was It was very, very good.
I've only tried had
to get,
it once.
But you know the thing? He tried to get me in trouble. He's on the air, and he goes,
I didn't try. I did get him in trouble.
Yeah. Tim only gave me one piece. He's hoarding it all for himself, man. I got the text right away. Give him that pie.
She said, that pie is for Ray, not for you.
You know.
Yeah, I did.
I don't want to say he was eating it, but he had another hand to be choking himself. You know what I mean? Was, oh, but, you know, like, we're enjoying the one piece that we had, Brent and I, and just nursing it. And he's like shoving it down. Like,
yeah,
I
walked out with a big old chunk of it. Thanks, yeah. Kelly.
Okay. You have 3.5 minutes.
How's half minutes. I got good stuff to cover. Okay. So, you know, I thought, you know, piggybacking off of what you were talking about, Skip, you know, the value that you're bringing with your maintenance program and the whole purpose of it. We introduced a new one with plumbing, right? And we're doing these plumbing maintenance calls where we go and do a plumbing inspection. We're turning your valves, making sure all the valves shut off and open back up properly. We're inspecting the water heater. We're even flushing the water heaters, and we're including that in. You just perked up on that. We're flushing the water heaters, and it's all part of the plan. It's also coupled with your HVAC, where we also inspect that. We do all of this while we're there. We check everything. And I just wanted to throw out a couple of things real quickly. One, when we open and close these stops, in some situations, you know, you open and you close them, and maybe there wasn't a drip, and now that there, and then there is after it's open and closed. And we've had a couple of consumers that are like, hey, I didn't have a leak, and now I do, and you caused it, right? The truth is that that's not supposed to happen. You know, if you go to turn on your faucet in your kitchen, are you nervous about opening and closing that valve? Hopefully not. You go to wash dishes, you don't think anything about it. The valves and the stops for your toilet and all of your faucets and everything else, they should be the same way. Those are valves that should be able to be closed and opened back up and not do anything weird. If that does happen, for me, my perspective on this, we just headed off a problem that was cooking, because for that to happen, that means those seals were ate up. That means sediment was building up in there. Corrosion is taking place. You were about to have an issue, except now it's a drip instead of an emergency, and now we have an opportunity to fix it while we're there. Same with the water heaters. This is about being proactive, because just like Todd hitting the water line with a fence post, what are the odds? If he was trying to do that, he'd put 100 posts in and never find it, right? I don't know why it works like this, but that line is going to rupture. That water heater is going to stop working, and it's going to be Saturday night at midnight. It's going to be on overtime, and you're going to have company.
Just how it works.
It's just how it works. So just want to throw that out there, that these plumbing inspections are all about being proactive, and I'm excited about how many people are taking advantage of it. What's up, brother?
Now, would this help, even though nobody's going to do this,
yeah,
but, you know, like your shut off of your toilets and things,
yeah,
should you maybe occasionally just turn it on and off so it, you know, instead of doing it once every 28 years, and that's why it's leaking?
Yes, twice a year. I actually say twice a year, every time the time changes, turn all your valves. But what we did is we put together this plumbing inspection, and I'm like, you know what? We'll come in there and do it for you. If you do this and do it on a regular basis, those valves will last forever. But if you've never turned them, it's kind of like what Skip and I were joking about before the show. If you've never thatched, holy cow, you're going to look like you're baling hay out there when you get that stuff out. Man, that went fast. That's Tim's subtle cue. Shut up and get off the
Time
show.
Time to go eat breakfast.
Time for the wood dragon to leave. Hey, folks, thanks for joining us today. I'm Ray Tremble with Mullen. This has been House Talk right here on KRMG.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.